trade has been described as the mother's milk of human relations. But does it always bring joy? Aid has been described as crutches when one is down, but one must not remain on crutches throughout. When we talk about the continent of Africa and the world, the question is, does trade kill her? Does aid destroy her? Many people have commented about trade and aid in Africa, and the question remains relevant. What does Africa trade in? As early as the 13th century, Africa was trading with different parts of the world. Traded in agricultural commodities, traded in minerals, traded in ivory. So trade has been with us. But when we talk about trade in contemporary terms, we are asking ourselves the question whether trade is contributing to the growth of the continent of Africa and her 54 sovereign countries. We ask this question because when one looks at the list of the least developed countries, African countries dominate that list. African countries continue to labor under international trade laws that are not created in Africa. We'll remember GATT, and we know the WTO rules. Are they made in Africa? Are they made for the benefit of Africa? African trade is either bilaterally defined or multilaterally defined, but for whose benefit? The question is, what then must we do in order to ensure that trade helps rather than kills? As it is now, African countries are strangled through trade. Look at rubber in Liberia. Who imported it? It is Firestone and Michelin, and they are the ones who are in the business of ripping out of it. Look at cocoa from Togo to Ivory Coast to Ghana. Who makes the chocolate? It's the Swiss and the Belgians, who do not even have a single bush of cocoa or anything. Look at our coffee. Who benefits from it? It is Nestle and Dormans. Well, look at our tea. Who makes the tea? It is the British who enjoy the cup of tea while we consume the dregs. It is true that that trade kills. There is a book which speaks to it, Arjun Chang's book, The Bad Samaritans. There is no shortage of bad Samaritans in the international trade arena, and their victims are African countries. If you go into the mineral, look at gold. The gold that is mined in Ghana, the gold that is mined in South Africa, the gold that is mined in the Democratic Republic of Congo is traded in the stock exchanges in Europe and America, not in Africa. Look at coltan that is used in every cell phone in the world. No single African country makes a cell phone beyond assembling them. And yet coltan is an important ingredient in that regard. And yet we call this trade. It cannot be the kind of trade that is contemplated for the sake of equalizing the continent and making Africa great again. You know, when one talks about trade, and when one talks about the rules of trade, and when one looks at Africa, Africa still finds herself in a state where she produces primary goods with no value addition. In their raw form, they are taken to different parts of the world, and then Africa imports them in their refined form. Look even at oil. African countries are producing oil. The Angolans are producing oil. The Equatorial Guineans are producing oil. The Nigerians are producing oil. But when you look at the retail part of it in Africa, you see no African country involved in it is either ExxonMobil or Rubis or Total Energies or Elf. Africa is in a situation where our resources are not used for her benefit, where the thing called trade in Africa is actually raid. Africa is being raided rather than being traded with. And if we run away for a moment from the trade which is destroying, where Africa is being strangled like the python strangles and swallows an antelope, then we go into the arena of aid. And we ask ourselves why it is that since African countries regained independence, we continue to receive aid. If we are not receiving aid from the International Monetary Fund or from the World Bank or from the European Union and lately even from the Chinese, we are scrounging and we are told that aid is the magic bullet that will save the continent of Africa. The answer to that question is no. Zambia's Dambisa Moyo has written a book which must be commended to all, Dead Aid. And Dambisa tells us that not a single country can ever rise on the basis of being aided. Dambisa Moyo tells us, not in so many words, but to that effect, that if Africa continues to receive aid, then she will remain a slave. And indeed, when one compares the fate of Latin America in the days that she was receiving aid, those days when countries such as Argentina, Chile, Bolivia, and Brazil depended on the IMF and the World Bank, they could not grow. Africa must learn from that, because aid only disables Africa. Or aid only allows Africa to be dependent. Aid only kills Africa's instinct to produce. Aid only makes Africa weak. Aid only makes Africa dependent on institutions which, once they have aided you, only succeed in controlling your politics and your affairs. And if there was any doubt, in 1980s, the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, jointly known as the Bretton Woods Institution, came up with the Structural Adjustment System, or the Structural Adjustment Program. Through that program, all African countries were subjected to debilitating prescriptions where one size fits all. Sell all your public assets, tax your population, ensure that your population is debilitated. So African countries went on a spree of taxation. African countries went on a spree of selling their public assets, and the story is now known. African countries never grew out of the structural adjustment. Therefore, aid kills us. And when Greg Mills therefore writes the book, Why Africa is Poor, one of the reasons why Africa is poor is because Africa is engaged in trade that kills. Africa is engaged in aid that destroys. And the time is now for Africa, as she engages the world, to ask herself the question, how are we going to trade with the rest of the world? Are we going to trade with the rest of the world in a parasitic situation, or we are going to trade with the rest of the world in a symbiotic, mutually beneficial arena? That is why the time is now to revisit the rules of engagement under WTO. That is why the time is now for us to strengthen African institutions such as the African Development Bank and African Exim Bank, to ensure that going forward, we are not dependent on institutions whose agenda is to ensure that the continent does not grow. The time is now, therefore, to wean ourselves from aid. The time is now for us to agree with Dambisa Moyo that aid only kills if it is aid that is not designed to liberate. The time is now for us to realize that trade must not kill and aid must not cripple. Africa can do this by being strong. Today, our conversation has been around trade and aid. We have, of course, realized that trade can kill and aid can debilitate. That conversation remains alive, and we will continue that conversation and other conversation. For the moment, let us say goodbyes, only to meet again to continue the conversation.